who are all into music, and they would bring home music all the time, records from all those great musicians at the time. And next to my Walt Disney Snow White records would be all kinds of very strange and wonderful music that I didn't quite understand, but knew was fantastic somewhere in my little body. And me and my little sister who shared a room would dance around to Hendrix, knowing that this was dangerous someday. And that marijuana led to heroin and then you died. And one day my oldest brother brought home an album by Joni Mitchell called Blue. And I thought just the name of the album was so fantastic. And the cover of this album. And he played it for us. And there was two songs on that album. One called, I think it's called Canada. Oh, Canada, I would drink a case of you. I'm not sure what it is.
Case of you.
Case of you. That one, and this next song that we're about to do really blew my mind, my 11-year-old mind. And the thing about this next song that that struck me so hard was she was obviously talking about a relationship, and of course I believe that it was totally true that it was one of Joni's relationships, because she could only have tragic relationships, because that's romantic, and at least it was when you were 12. It isn't so much anymore. But anyway, the line in this song where she sings out, "I made my baby cry," and then at the end of the song she sings out, "I made my baby say goodbye." I knew even at 11 that those were just tragic and heartbreaking lines, and that should never happen in a relationship. And I waited all these years until I was 45 years old to actually feel that I was mature enough to handle the context of the song. Unfortunately, I've made someone cry. And it's not a good thing, and it's not romantic at all. It's just really sad. But this song is fantastic, and I hope I sing it till I'm, 99.9 years old. I'll be one of those crazy old ladies in the old folks' home. I was a singer once, and I sang this song.